Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 22 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for November 2. This includes one new outbreak at a local mining operation. The health unit is also reporting there are now 188 active cases being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 19 months ago, there have been 2,909 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,721 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,557 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of 14 new cases since the last testing on Friday. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 22 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 3 cases as being outbreak associated, 11 new cases related to close contact of confirmed cases, 4 cases with no known epidemiological link and 4 new cases under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1,074 total cases, an increase of 16. The next highest number was 690 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 6. There were also 684 cases for the 19 and under age group, no increase. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 351 cases total, no increase. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 103 cases, no increase. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 308,117 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 403 since the last report on Monday. With respect to vaccinations, the health unit reported there are 266,948 total accumulated vaccines, first and second dose, given in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 123,719 of those who are fully vaccinated. No change in the past 24 hours. The health unit has also reported several active local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. This includes an outbreak at Vale's North Mine, active as of November 2. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 11 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. None of the patients was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 54 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said one of those 54 patients being tested has been admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 422 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 3 new COVID-19 deaths.